CETA is Christians in the Theater Arts, and they've been around for a while, too. And like I said, there are others that you could plug in here, too. But I'm actually going to be speaking at the SIVA conference, which is happening in Los Angeles at Biola University next month. And they asked me to speak on spiritual formation for artists. So we're going to do a whole track on that. And we're going to be having nightly prayer time, where we're going to put hands on people who want it and ask for God to heal the broken places and agree with them. We're going to do some of the things that we've been doing here in a more toned down manner. But so God is moving in, with them. But their place in history of the new Renaissance has been to raise the standards. You may be familiar with Willow Creek Church outside of Chicago. Everybody heard of them? Bill Hybels, the pastor. They have a wonderful legacy of using the arts to connect with seekers. They're very seeker sensitive. They pioneered drama in churches. They did an arts conference that was attended by about 5,000 people. I went one time, who were mainly pastors of, you know, who handled media and music and things like that, but some with drama and some with some visual arts too. But they definitely addressed a certain era. They have since sort of stepped back from that. And I don't know if they sense that's not really their role anymore, but there's a book a couple of books that came out of there. One was called An Hour on Sunday, written by Nancy Beach. It's not very well known, but it's an excellent book about planning church services to bless people with the arts. Also, a book called The Heart of the Artist by Rory Noland. Most of you seen that? That is actually the best-selling Christian book on the arts that ever came out. He wrote a couple more, Thriving as an Artist in the Church, some others like that. He dealt with character and some really important issues. And he was all part of the Willow Creek thing. Then there's been a wave of churches here and there scattered around, and you may be one of them. My church was one of them, was experimentation. What can we do with the arts? Is there something that God would give us an idea for? Not really an organized ministry, but just experimenting a little bit. And then there's the wave of the Bethel prophetic.